My grandmother, on the other hand, had no accent. Of course, she was born here.
Yes.
I guess German was sort of a second or a co-equal language in the household, mm-hmm. so there wasn't any. Mm-hmm.
Do you know much about your father's parents?
A little bit. My grandfather on my father's side was an engineer. He was a professional army officer early in his life, in the English Army. He was a graduate of Eton. He was the assistant manager of the Woolwich Arsenal, which was sort of like the Redstone Arsenal. He had a number of patents on things like tracer bullets and small arms weapons.
Did you ever know your grandparents on your father's side?
My grandmother came over here once, but I don't remember her. My grandfather was divorced from my grandmother on that side, and he lived in California. I met him several times. Very quiet, spoken English gentleman type. No, I didn't really know him, no. There was no intimate knowledge of him.
The grandmother continued living in England?
Yes.
In London?
Yes.
Do you know anything about her education or whether she worked?
Wouldn't have worked. Mm-hmm. Came from a fairly well-to-do family. They're lifting it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Strange noise. You said that you were married. What age is your wife?
My wife is 56. Yeah, 56, 57. Mm-hmm.
And her religion?
She was a Congregationalist from Illinois. She's a school teacher. And she runs a nursery school here in New Orleans, the Rain Memorial, or the Rain Methodist Nursery School up on St. Charles Avenue.
What is her educational background?
She has a BA in education, National Teachers College in Evanston, Illinois, I believe.
Where?
In Evanston, Illinois.
You said she was from Illinois. Were her parents also?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they were of German origin. Names like Schwab and Becklin and mm-hmm. so on pop up all.
I could, at this point, I guess, ask you to tell me a little bit more about the way New Orleans is laid out, various major divisions of the city. Are there neighborhoods with discrete names?
All right. The city of New Orleans, I'll try to encapsulate all this. It owes its basic culture, and it has a culture that I think is unique in the whole of the United States. Probably one of the few surviving public cultures left in America today, in the United States, North America. And I think it owes the unique qualities of this culture to the French background. The French founded New Orleans. And the Spanish really didn't change things very much when they came. It's basically a Mediterranean culture that was established here. Therefore, New Orleans, what differences it has with the rest of the country can be attributed to its French origins and its long heritage of French ownership and then Spanish.